Welcome back to Film Music Fridays. Today we are going to take a look at the final installment from the Lord of the Rings franchise from 2003, The Return of the King. Music, of course, once again composed by Howard Shore. Now, this film, as you all know, is very long in duration. I think it's around 3 hours and 30 minutes or so, give or take a few minutes, the theatrical original edition. And the extended edition clocks in around 4 hours and 10 minutes, which is a behemoth. I believe the two scenes we're going to take a look at today are identical in version A versus version B. One of the most primary things, at least for me, that separates this score from Fellowship of the Ring and Two Towers is its sheer size. The way that Howard Shore uses the choir in the context of the orchestra and vice versa is very different than the first two films. And you get this almost Mahler-like quality in its size and its sheer scope and how it approaches the picture. The first scene we're going to take a look at today is one of my favorites from the film. I love this scene so very much. I love how it just modulates up and up and up and up and up. Lots of direct modulations here. This is, of course, the music from The Lighting of the Beacons. Now, Pippin finds his way up and lights that first beacon, setting off a chain reaction of events around this beautiful landscape. The cinematography here is absolutely gorgeous, and I love what Howard Shore does. He just constantly keeps it moving forward in a very cyclical way, and you finally get this release of amazing theme about 50 or 55 seconds or so into it. So let's have a look and a listen to what was done here in this first scene. We'll see in a minute. This last scene we'll take a look at today is also one of my favorite scenes, not only from this film, but from the entire franchise, and I think it's a really great example of how long-form melody, when placed at the right time in a film, can bring a very visceral emotional impact to us as the audience. This is it towards the end of the film, when Aragorn is finally king. He's just been crowned, and he turns around just after he's found his lady once again, and he turns around to the hobbits, and they are bowing to the king, and he of course says, "My friends, you bow to no one." And the music here is incredibly powerful. You hear the Shire theme once again in all of its beauty and glory, and I think this is one of the most powerful moments in the entire franchise. So let's have a look, let's have a listen. We'll see you next time for Film Music Fridays. Before then though, I hope that we will have in time a new Film Music Focus interview out with one of my close friends and colleagues, Ludwig Vicky. And his connection to the Lord of the Rings franchise, of course, is that he's been conducting these live-to-film concerts since the very first one many years ago. And he's a fantastic musician and a wonderful man. And we're certainly going to talk a little bit about his role in the Lord of the Rings concerts and just his overall musicianship and what he's done with his career. So look out for that on our Film Music Focus episode that's coming up very soon. Until then, we'll see you for the next Film Music Friday.
My friends.